We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Morning, 88 Monday and Tuesday. 88 Monday and Tuesday, buddy.
That's very necessary.
That's how you get into spring, I guess.
Extremely necessary.
It's in the 30s this week, and now it's going to be 88. All right. We broke the planet.
It is. It's broken.
I don't know what we did, but that's a big swing.
Yep, it's
ahoy,
broken
ahoy,
for
you
sure.
Beautiful dum-dums. On a Friday morning. Oh, how do you do?
Pretty good.
A little damp around CNY. A little damp. A little damp in my underpants.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
no, I don't know about that.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought today was just supposed to be like, all right, dries
it looks
out.
Nice. Dries out, sunny,
tomorrow.
High of 69. Well, like, 62 in some spots. I don't know, but 60s at least.
My watch says 61.
So I don't know where you're. I don't feel like it's appropriate that you report false information.
Actually, my phone says 59 on it.
Black Cherry and Chat, Donkey Pink, Nick, Lifts, Devin, Jimmy, Jeff, Ken is in there. Good morning, Micah. Everybody saying hello.
Hi.
As it is Friday, we made it. We made it to a Friday.
I can't even believes it.
It's a don't know about the Fridays.
I know. What a day.
Jam-packed Friday, as a matter of fact, a long Friday. For those of you listening and watching on our streams, there is our friends from Helio Health. We're going to talk to them about 8 o'clock about a run they're doing tomorrow. We will talk to... Now, hold on. I got all my people in here.
Okay. Let's see.
We got McGuire coming in to talk about tomorrow's top-off event.
Okay.
Take your tops off.
Yep.
And that. So, we'll do our gaming stream, but at the very end of our gaming stream, Tim Montana's coming down to the studio.
Yep.
At 9:45, he's going to pop in and play some music for you and talk to you in chat. And
all right, hang
before
out.
Before he plays tonight.
That's a cool little extended Twitch action.
A little extended. I'll go live on the radio with that, too. So if you're listening, we'll pop on the air and jump on Twitch and YouTube. And, of course, you can see Tim Montana.
Tim Montana, a.k.a.
French Montana, as Cody's been calling
him. French Montana.
He will be in studio this morning for a hang and a couple tunes. So...
I like French Montana better, though. That's better.
Ooh, is he related to Hannah? I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know if he has any relation to Hannah Montana.
I'll ask, because our listeners want to know the hard-hitting questions.
I'm sure that he's asked, never been asked that before, but it's a big Friday show. Big Friday show.
A really big show.
And then tonight you're going to close it out with Alter Bridge and Big Rack and Tim Montana down at the Landmark for a fun night,
look
you guys.
Look at you guys for a little Friday.
And then I forgot Sunday. It's already here. Sunday I'm going to see Nate Bargatze at the Ion Center.
Oh, wow.
He's on Sunday, so.
Look at this.
Look at me. I'm even getting out
look
and about.
Look at this.
Getting out and about, seeing what's going on. This is the show. Thank you for listening. Of course, you can get us on demand wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Type in K-Rock the show, subscribe, follow, whatever your button says. Oh, we got the chatty ghost today.
But it's not giving out.
Poltergeist.
Oh.
And that's
Oh.
What?
Poltergeist. Wheels. That's weird.
Anything else?
That was weird. It wasn't work. Yeah. The ghost is messing with stuff. Said poltergeist, so now is there a poltergeist in the heavy? There's a heavy poltergeist in the room? Is it Josh?
Oh. All right, we're going to do our show now, Ghost. So
thank you, Ghost.
Thank you. Thank you. Turning your microphone off.
Appreciate you, though.
What is it saying right now? Just say goodbye to it.
Beside. Make.
All right.
You turn it off.
You're not making any sense.
It's not giving any good words. Deceit table.
Town, we've been deceited. There's a lot of deceit, Ghost. Hey, Ghost, all right. Ghost, shut up. Just shut her up for a minute.
Too many ghosts today.
I would love at some point in my life to travel on a high-speed rail. Have you ever seen those? Like in Japan and stuff, those super fast trains.
The monorail?
The monorail?
The monorail?
It's a monorail. No, like those super fast, like, I think there's an Acela train maybe from New York to D.C. that goes really fast.
Oh, I really thought you meant like a monorail in like Japan or something. I didn't know we had anything like that here.
No, Japan has like super fast, like high-speed rail.
Oh, okay.
That travels hundreds of miles an hour, like extremely fast. That I would feel fine.
Something similar here?
Well, not really. We should. We should have more rail travel in America. It's just such a big country.
Cool.
It's just such a big country. Well, like, Europeans love rail travel, but you're so much smaller.
Is this a dumb question?
Yeah.
We have all the train tracks, right?
Yeah.
Can we just make, real fast trains?
Sure, and but you also like, got to imagine that all of those thousands of miles of tracks need to have maintenance and be tended to.
Eh.
I'm sure there's a whole big reason. I'm sure there's corporate greed that has stopped us from having a lot of rail travel. But
the
also,
car companies would probably not want.
There's probably
the
logistical
to,
reasons, and we're just so big compared to Europe and Japan and stuff.
Yeah.
But in California, they're trying high speed buses, and I think this is dumb. It's a bus that goes 140 miles an hour.
Why? Where? What? There's not
what,
like.
What are you doing?
There's not like a special road. So you just have to hope you can get out of the way of the 140 mile an hour moving bus as it comes bearing down on you.
Caltrans is exploring high speed buses traveling up to 140 miles per hour on California freeways to connect major cities, Sacramento to San Diego, and also Los Angeles to San Francisco, I think maybe. The long-distance travel by bus could be an attractive and affordable way to go between California's metropolitan areas. One estimate is San Fran to Los Angeles, 3 hours and 12 minutes at 120 miles an hour.
So did effing rocket.
Yeah, I don't understand how...
You can't just...
Is there a special lane? Like, are you going to make the center median high-speed lane?
And that doesn't make any sense because forever, no matter where you are in that part of the town or cities are connecting, that middle lane is only for that bus. So
it
you
looks
can
like it, at least the renderings do.
That's insanity.
High-speed buses one day provide some of the most... Some high-speed bus... Okay, Jesus Christ. High-speed buses could one day... provide some of the speed advantage at a lower cost using existing freeway corridors once the technology is ready. I'm not getting in a bus that goes 140 miles an hour. Call me crazy.
Well, I don't want those on the road with me.
They're not kind of with you. Like, are you understanding what I'm saying? Like, you imagine the thruway right now.
Yeah.
And in the middle is that grass.
Oh,
that would become two-way lane for a bus to go 140 miles an hour.
No.
Is what they're rendering in these photos here. So it's not like you're driving and you're just listening to sports radio and suddenly a Greyhound going 140.
I thought you meant like the center lane was only for that.
No, like a new center median.
But that, so now you have, no. That sounds crazier than my my train thing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So all of that work, you're going to put in roadways and rework bridges. And
KCRA3's Denson Cortez looks at the solutions leaders are looking at to make all of this work.
Sci-fi. The future of California commuting may look a lot different than this.
We can travel throughout California on these buses.
White Caltrans people. Now exploring whether high-speed buses traveling up to 140 miles per hour could one day share the roads with drivers.
This project is simply... exploring long-term possibilities.
The vision, connecting major cities like Sacramento, the Bay Area, Los Angeles, and San Diego with dedicated lanes on freeways, transit hubs, and long-distance express service.
Long-distance travel by bus could become an attractive and affordable way to go between California metropolitan areas.
No, I'm not getting on a 140-mile-an-hour bus.
Oh, man, everything is so clogged.
Like, they're showing a clip of something in Australia that has this.
I guess, and they kind of have like a lane.
Well, they have...
I want to be attached to something.
They have a lot of room, I think, in Australia, in parts, than to try to just rip up the middle of California because they have a little bit of grass that they need to turn into gravel.
And I agree with the text line. Like, why a bus then? Why not just put train tracks in the center median that you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you may as well.
Yeah.
Just lay down the tracks, brah.
Because, like, have we thought about, I don't know, vehicle travel has so many things that can go wrong. Like, a tire blows out on a bus
going
at 140 miles an hour. There's not a survivor on that thing.
No. No.
But I guess this is what we would have sounded like in the 1910s when they're like, a horseless carriage.
Yeah, right. That's also true.
A horseless carriage.
But I can't
the dangers.
See the logistics of them being like, nah, we'll be fine with just putting two-lane highways right in the middle. Every bit of that stretch will absolutely have enough room, and they won't encounter any weird problems along the way.
No, there won't randomly be an accident where a car is in that lane all of a sudden.
Well, I just mean even just the construction. I didn't even say anything to even get to the part where the road's there.
Yeah.
They won't even have to worry about the accidents because I can't even see them building roads in the middle of those... like those little areas.
If you want to ride on a bus, just go normal speed, I guess.
Yeah, I did, but I also didn't even think about that. Accidents of like a car, like, you know, like where are cops going to sit and pull people over?
Or if, I mean,
if they, that's where they're going to put the 140 mile an hour buses.
God forbid a deer runs out and somebody gets there.
Whoa, can you even imagine?
Or some crazy person is having a mental episode and they run it. I mean, it could happen in a train too, I guess, but...
Or that's now the worst episode or sequel or prequel or whatever to Speed, where now Keanu Reeves has got to keep the bus going over 140 miles an hour.
Uh-huh. I'll watch it. We are the show and we are streaming in all the places. YouTube, Twitch, and wherever you get your favorite podcast, you can download us there. Please give us a like, subscribe, and follow.
Hey, man.
Why
you gotta be like that?
Why you gotta be like that? I'm not gonna go through the entire NFL schedule, but they did release it last night, Cody. What was the show? And you want to go through every single week and every matchup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every primetime game.
Okay.
Every Thursday? Every Monday?
That'd be great for, like, you know, your sports show and stuff.
All the international?
Yeah. I think that...
Okay, fine.
I think that'd probably get boring, at least to me.
That's cool.
I can start with the first Sunday.
Okay.
September 13th. I guess the first matchup would be New England at Seattle on Wednesday, September 9th.
Yep, that's how they're kicking it off.
On a Wednesday?
With a Super Bowl rematch. It's usually a Thursday.
Wednesday, September 9th, 2026.
Oh, really?
And then Thursday is San Fran at L.A.
Oh, and then because these past couple years they did like a Thursday,
but
Friday.
That's in Australia.
That's why.
Australia.
Okay, that makes sense, son. All right, that's neat.
Wait a minute. So if it's at 8:35 our time, are they playing like an 8 a.m. football game in Australia?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
They would definitely try to cater to us instead of the people there paying money.
Yeah, I know. And then the first Sunday, here's your matchups. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati. New Orleans at Detroit. And you can jump in if you have any takes on any of these things.
No, they're
just going to read them off.
I'm just excited.
New York Jets good matchups. At Tennessee Titans. Baltimore at Colts.
Yep, that's one right there.
Atlanta at Pittsburgh.
That'll be fun with the new faces on both teams.
Chicago at Carolina.
Cleveland Carolina.
At Jacksonville.
Yep.
1 p.m. Buffalo Bills
there
at
it is right
Houston.
There. That's already looking like the game of the week for that one.
Bills at Houston.
That's going to be a banger right there.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
And then the primetime ones are good too.
Miami at Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
Green Bay at Minnesota.
That'll be good. Rivalry.
Washington at Philadelphia.
Another rivalry. And then these two.
Arizona at Los Angeles.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Yeah.
And Dallas at New York.
The first Sunday night game. Cowboys-Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucks, though. I prefer it flipped.
Did you know that was going to be the first Sunday night game?
Yeah, that's one of those they leaked.
Okay.
I like it when it's flipped because that's one of the only games that I have a possibility of going to because it's in New York. But I like it when it's colder. I like football games when it's colder. That's still going to be like 90 degrees.
Yeah, it'll be a nice warm summer night, though.
And it takes...
It'll be like a week after when we went down there to see the Oasis show.
Yeah.
Remember we did that, you guys? Did we talk about that?
Do you want
us to talk about that a little more? Or?
Do you want to play?
We went and saw Oasis in East Rutherford.
So there was this time.
Uh-huh. And then I didn't watch the video. I just saw it without audio. The Bills had, like... Is this a thing, like, the teams release funny videos for their schedules?
I guess we're from here, so we see those. I bet those are probably other places, like Dallas, the Bills probably had got Dak doing a silly...
Bills had a cocoon and a barbershop quartet or something.
Yeah. But I mean,
so what do you... and then I'll go through the Bills schedule, and then what's your take on your Cowboys schedule? How do you feel like it? Fair?
Tough? Let me see here. It just went away. Thank you, ads. I think it's going to be really tough, and I prefer that. I don't want an easy schedule.
Okay.
I want them to be getting their asses kicked all year long, because if they handle that test, going into the playoffs will be no different, so it won't be what Dallas usually happens to them, where they have a year where they beat the crap out of people all year, and they play a couple okay teams, and they probably lose or whatever, but, you know, they blow out the losers, and then they get to the playoffs and get rolled.
Yeah.
So this year, man, it's like, starts out Giants, Commanders, Ravens, Texans, Bucks, Packers, Eagles. Like, that's the first 2 months of
but
a year.
But you like that. Eagles is the Thanksgiving game?
That's the second Eagles game is Thanksgiving.
Shut up, Ken. Dallas can be in the playoffs if they want to.
They can do all of it.
They can make it.
They can make all of the Super Bowls.
Ken and our chat busting your balls.
They make the playoffs all the time. That's not the issue anymore.
It's just they fall apart, you know, then.
Once they get there, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, then that middle of the season is just as bad with Niners, Titans, Eagles, and then the Seahawks, Rams, Jags. Like, they have a rough schedule. But again, if you look at strength of schedule, that says they have the 13th easiest. But I mean, I don't know about all that.
Here's your Buffalo Bills schedule for all of you going to the Bills games. Your first at-home game will be Bills-Lions. That's an 8:15.
Yeah. That's
on September 17th.
That's pretty big.
That's a big deal.
Immediately.
Prime Video, so it's a Thursday night game?
Yep.
And then Chargers to Orchard Park. Patriots in Orchard Park. Then they go at Rams, at Raiders. Then the Ravens come to Buffalo.
Man.
At Vikings, at Jets, Dolphins come to Buffalo, Chiefs come to Buffalo, they go at Patriots, at Packers, Bears come to Buffalo, at Broncos, at Dolphins, and then they close it up with the Jets, to be decided.
Unreal.
Is it Highmark Stadium now? That's the new one? It's also Highmark Stadium?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
That's a tough one as well, but again, you want that. As opposed to a bunch of easy stuff, and then by the time you get to the playoffs.
So are these preseason games anything? Like, because they'll be at the new stadium too, right?
Yeah.
Panthers are on August 15th, and Steelers are on August 27th at the new stadium. Is that where they're happening? Somebody tell me if that's true or not.
I would imagine so. It should be ready to go by now, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you guys. We tore down the old one, and the new one's not ready yet. We got to play out in the parking lot.
Oh, sorry. We left the turf.
Sorry. Is that okay?
On the old one.
Just play out there.
Is that cool?
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY and YouTube.
Oh.
.com/KRockCNY. Streaming in all the places. Please give us a follow, like, subscribe, hug. I don't know, in these trying times. Just
appreciate it. Thank
you. How do you do?
Hello.
So I don't know where these teens are finding malls. But there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that teenagers are going back to the malls now. I don't know what malls they're finding. My teens like to go to malls.
I mean, I would imagine most cities probably have something like we have over at Destiny. It's just, are they all as dangerous?
Well, we've got Destiny here.
Yeah.
My kids will go when they visit, the oldest visits friends in Rochester will go to
They have
Eastview
one out there,
Mall,
right?
I think they have out there.
Not as dangerous, but still.
There's one in near the Albany area they'll go to when they visit my wife's friend.
Yep, that one is big. That's the one where and I have done wrestling meet and greets. So that one is pretty big, the Albany one.
I guess each town kind of has one big mall. I guess what I was saying
New Hartford
is
Hartford has.
We used to have many.
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, every like...
Like, growing up in Oswego County, you never came to Carousel Mall.
No, every town had a mall.
We'd go to Great Northern Mall. You'd go to Shopping Town. There'd be Penn Can Mall.
Yeah, now it's...
Watertown has a mall. All right. New Hartford does have a mall, although I haven't been in that one in a while.
Yeah.
So I guess you're making a good point. There are still some around. We've just been consolidated down.
Yeah.
Well, malls are making a comeback.
I mean,
and they should, because I love malls. I'm a 90s kid.
I like them. It's just everything is $1 billion in the malls.
Yeah.
They're all like, we're the mall. We can charge you quadruple. You could have just stopped
it. Everything is $1 billion. Well, everything is $1 billion right now.
That's not really true.
Uh-huh.
You're lying.
The Wall Street Journal says teenagers have been taking over the malls. Now, I guess they're not doing it in like the...
like that at all.
There are some shenanigans, but there's always been shenanigans. I got banned from a mall. There's always going to be teens doing shenanigans in malls.
There's just different shenanigans, and I just hate that at ours is not, sometimes you're not safe.
The Wall Street Journal says they are staging takeovers and other chaos, a lot of it filmed for social media. See, that's not. Don't bother other people.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like, don't come running up to me with 80 group of people doing some weird
TikTok
thing.
If you want to film you and your friends, fine, but don't bother other people.
Yeah, no.
They say some malls and stores have started banning shoppers under 18 without adults. I know Destiny does. They have that big sign.
Yeah.
When you go into Destiny, it says, you know, if you're under 18, you can't be there after a certain hour or whatever.
Yep.
In some cases, you need someone to be 21. These policies are not all brand new, but it is a tricky strategy because mall owners need young shoppers. Yeah, but are they spending money? I never spent money at the mall. I stole.
That's the thing. If it's teenagers, then, I mean,
I wasn't a big,
some of them have a little bit of money, but I mean, it's not.
I wasn't a big influx of cash at the Great Northern Mall when I was there.
It's just going to be bodies in the mall.
Yeah, they say the adult chaperone rule has reduced mischief, mayhem, and stealing, but many parents don't have time or desire to babysit their teenagers. Yeah, I say to my kids all the time, I'm not here to entertain you. I don't want to go to the mall. Well, I don't want to do things.
Well, sometimes.
I do got to entertain them.
Sometimes. But yeah, no, that's, I don't know, I mean, if it keeps them out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. I do like going to Destiny. I like walking around.
And you know where they are.
I like seeing what's going on over there. I like, RPM Raceway is fun over there.
Right.
Candy Shack is fun.
There's some neat stuff.
I like Apex. I like Dave and Buster's. I like the, what's the comic shops that are there? I like the comic shops.
Okay, yep.
I like to eat there.
A couple of those.
I do like our mall. I ain't got no hate for our mall, yeah. 315-364-109 KROQ text line. Katie says, speaking of hacky sacks, did you know they're big with teens again? My oldest and his friends play every day waiting for their bus.
That's funny.
Hacky sacks are back.
That's hilarious.
Moles are back. Hacky sacks are back. All I'm about to do the coolest thing you ever seen.
Please don't.
I'm about to get in the news
for the
coolest reason.
Please don't.
You ever seen,
please
baby.
Don't.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, is in and around downtown Syracuse here in a couple weeks. TasteOfSyracuse.com for information. So much live music, including Fuel on the main stage Saturday night.
Yes.
Get there.
We're going to have a fun time.
Be there for zero human dollars. Ooh. You're all confirming the hacky sacks are back, and I'm looking at ESPN has hacky sack videos up.
No.
Confirm that hacky sacks are back, baby. This was Matt on the text line.
Second.
Waiting for drug rugs to come back, too. Those are back. You can buy those at East Coast Emeralds, right? Doesn't he sell those?
I don't know if he has any more now that you say that.
I have seen those around.
He did for a minute have a couple. They might have all gotten sold, but those are still around. I think I'm almost, I don't want to say 100, but 100% sure All Mixed Up has them on Route 11 there.
Oh, that would be there. Yep, that'd be a good spot
to go. I'm almost positive they have them. You can get a pair of Birkenstocks.
Textline also says, I saw some of the younger generation playing with Devil Sticks recently. If I can get another set of Devil Sticks, I will.
I
loved Devil Sticks.
I wasn't any good at that. All right, well, I want to say 100% sure, but wait until the Renaissance Fair, and I'm sure you could probably get them there. Or, you know what? I bet you can get those at All Mixed Up.
Yeah, probably.
Anything, if you need to be on mushrooms at a Grateful Dead show,
I do.
They've got it, other than mushrooms part.
I do, yeah. They don't got mushrooms.
If you need to look the part and have, you know,
if you need your accessories to then do your mushrooms later on.
Yeah, you already got the mushrooms and the tickets. But nothing else?
Burks, drug rugs, fun hats.
Yep.
Remember incenses. Those jester hats people used to wear?
Oh, yeah.
With the little hangy things that came off it?
Yep.
Let's bring it all back.
Yeah, might as well.
Let's bring it all back. Nothing makes sense anymore, guys.
Who cares? Do it.
Let's go back to when things were happy. All right, I got to get my devil sticks, I guess. As the youth are bringing it all back. You've all sent me the video, and I thank you for the video of the horse farting. Thank you. I've seen it. Now I've seen it.
Excuse me?
There's a horse.
Excuse me?
And horses cannot burp or vomit. Didn't know that. But they can fart, and they need a little help sometimes. So.
Never mind, I'm all set.
This was a video of a horse on its side.
Oh.
And the trainers are like massaging.
Are they doing?
They're doing the belt, not
the
legs.
Baby legs.
They're like doing like a massage on the side. The 9.4 second toot. Not even a toot. It sounds like a vehicle.
I wonder what your longest was.
Not 9.4 seconds.
No.
I've come close.
Like four maybe. Is that it? Do you have to do that for all horses?
I don't know. We got horse people listening, right?
Do you have to lay all your horses down and fart them?
I gotta go outside. I gotta fart the horse. Oh. I gotta fart the horse. You want to hear it one more time?
Yes.
So
yes,
what you're hearing in the beginning.
Is it like you, little starting toots?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like getting it going.
Little starter toots. Yeah, I agree. That one should have been 1,000.
That should have been 1,000. That's what you've all said. You sent me the video. You should be this.
I mean, hold on here. Technically, let me go ahead. That counts. I'm putting that on the counter.
That in there,
that's a fart right there.
He's getting it started.
Yep.
It does sound like a two-stroke chainsaw running a little rich.
I think next time, right before you fart, you should do a little massaging on your side and see if you can build up some more.
See if I can get something going?
Yep, build a little air up
good
there.
Good for that horse. I bet he feels great.
Oh my God, so good.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Checking my phone. I haven't got my invite to Taylor Swift's wedding yet. Oh. Apparently, remember I told you a couple months, maybe like a month ago, you got yours. Oh, man.
Well, this is awkward, my friend.
Oh, man. Like, people started getting, I told you, I was one of the diner tour stops I talked about this. Like, they were sending out kind of like save the dates, save the dates.
It was, it was like you're gonna 4th of July.
Yeah, New York City.
Yeah, they were like,
be
in New York City 4th of July, book a hotel, and we're not going to tell you where or what. Yeah, yep.
Well, I guess now she's been calling friends and family directly because she doesn't want it to get leaked or whatever.
Good idea. It's not going to help.
Still gonna get someone's gonna find out. You're gonna have to book a caterer at some point.
Well, you already leaked the when and the when and where. So now it's just gonna be paparazzi in New York City. You're not gonna be able to hide inside of New York City with 100 guests.
No, we're gonna figure when like the most famous people in the world are suddenly all going to one location.
Yep.
suddenly people are going to think, hey, I bet that's when they're getting married.
People all have those weird trackers to see where, like, helicopters yep. are going and stuff.
Oh, and they track her jet, so they'll know when her jet flies into the city.
Yep.
They haven't told anyone, allegedly. I'm sure, this isn't what's stupid about this article. Taylor and Travis still haven't told anyone. They've told people.
Like, I'm sure their parents know.
Yeah, parents probably know.
The people that need
to. Siblings probably know.
Not the, like, writer for TMZ or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just feel very entitled. Like, I'm the editor-in-chief of People Magazine. Why have I not been informed of yeah. all of the details
none
of the Taylor Swift wedding?
None of your business. All we know is it's happening this summer. But like Cody said, we did see that there was a July 4th thing.
Yeah, they said
so July
4th. Yep. Because they were going to demand people for the biggest America holiday of the last 250 years.
Like, joking aside, even if by some fluky, weird chance you and I were invited to Taylor Swift's wedding,
oh,
I don't know if I would care to go.
Well, we're going. We're going and we're going to get our pictures and everything.
I would feel so out of place yeah. and uncomfortable.
Doesn't
and that's
matter.
Why you'd like to go?
I would. I'd stick with you.
Okay.
And we have to, because we need to be in every picture we can.
At Taylor Swift's wedding.
Yes. That would be that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what we do now.
That's it. Getting all the pictures.
Okay.
Because that would be,
awesome.
And then, or like when it gets, does anybody speak now or forever hold your peace?
Oh, and then we can do.
And everybody's real quiet.
Oh,
and you're like,
oh, hell yeah.
Huh? Could you imagine?
Advertise now on this show.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine. Yeah, we would be escorted out almost before the party. Because at the ceremony, we would object. Just object.
Even better would be being kicked out. Because then we get on the news for those things
for being
as well.
Out.
And then people want to talk to us. I bet Pat McAfee's going to want us on his show.
Probably.
See what was going up with messing with his bros.
Yeah. We'll be on the, what's their podcast?
Oh, the.
In the Next or something.
We'll have to be in that. We'll be on the other one's wife's podcast to see what we were even thinking.
What were you thinking? Oh, we can make
your
our
chance
rounds.
To apologize here on what's it, Kelsey? No, that's the last name. Jason Kelsey's wife.
Yeah, her. She has a podcast.
That one.
Everybody's
Loser
got
that.
Podcasts, including us. We have a podcast. Oh! Please, for the love of God, subscribe to our podcast. I've been K-Rock the show, and there we are. I'll just read the headline as long as we're talking celebrity gossip with Taylor and Travis. How about this headline? Britney Spears' representative explains why she was at a restaurant barking like a dog and wielding a knife.
What?
Guys, she wasn't done in rehab. Why did we let her out?
No.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
This is like the third thing in like 2 days.
She wasn't done, and we let her leave rehab, and she needs a lot of help.
Ugh. And it's not,
needs a lot of help.
I don't even know if
and no one's giving it to her.
Rehab. Not like, I don't even know if this is drugs type deal and
just
alcohol.
Mental illness.
I'm sure it sounds
that's
like
involved.
There's yes that it's there, but this seems to be something else that I don't know, man. This is going down a real bad road.
I know, and no one seems to be doing anything.
Well, I think it was...
Is she just surrounded by yes men who are like, no, whatever you say, Brittany?
Because they went so hard the other way...
That they are, like, afraid to even dabble in those waters again?
Right? That's what it seems like.
Witnesses say Wednesday night, Britney Spears was making a scene at her West restaurant, raising her voice and barking like a dog.
When did she get that... pulled over? Friday?
Why am I not remembering a pulled over story?
I thought she got in trouble. She was in a car and she got in trouble because people saw her driving erratically. Wasn't that like a week ago?
I can't remember.
You don't remember
it's
that?
Every day it's a new thing.
Yeah. It was that, rehab, and this all in like 3 weeks.
Her rep says, no, she was just telling a story about a dog.
No.
Okay. Brittany was there with a man and a woman, her assistant and her bodyguard. At times during her meal, she was raising her voice, yelling, and barking like a dog. She was seen to be holding a knife. And after they had finished their dinner, people say the table looked like a toddler had been there. It's completely blown out of proportion. Brittany was simply telling the story about her dog was barking at the neighbors.
So she had to spend the next 20 minutes barking as loud as she could?
Yeah, like here, what? This, Cody.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Freddie was barking at my neighbors all night.
Oh, man. All right. Well, give me just one quick example even.
No, because we're in a restaurant, so I'm not going to bark. But you can imagine what it sounded like.
Exactly.
Scene.
Boom.
Not completely animated yelling about... Arr, 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 arr.
But even then, okay, there's your one example.
Yep, done.
Now you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's no one's going to yell at you after that or, you know, for just doing that, but... Yeah. Oh, so...
Representative said...
Oh, there's video.
Oh, there is, because another witness came out and said, no, she was being a nuisance and very disturbing.
Man, although those videos are funny of when... They put her in the when you just want your food at Benihana, and it's her with the knives.
She's making great memes. I think it's to the detriment of her well-being.
Yeah.
I hope it ends better than it's headed right now.
Because I don't want her to hurt somebody else, let alone herself.
Yeah.
Or is that the other? Yeah.
And she is a mother to kids. Like, they're not kids, they're grown now, but it's embarrassing for them.
Yeah, you don't want one of them to be in the car and she's driving. You know,
like they're not going to want their mom. Like it's always very important to me of how I, believe it or not, carry myself because I have two teenagers and a wife out there answer for my stupidity.
Yeah.
So I don't want to embarrass them or make them feel like, ashamed of me.
Oh, when is that starting?
Next week we're going to start that. We're going to start that night. Not yet. I'm not ready
soon,
yet.
Soon
I'll start being more responsible. And not farting into a microphone. We're going to have a special visit from Tim Montana here in studio about 9:45 this morning. He's going to pop in towards the end of our normal block, and we might go long. Who knows? I don't care. We're having a good time with Tim Montana. He's over at the Landmark tonight with Alter Bridge and Big Rec.
Do you think he needs help?
What?
We do have the, what's your thing called?
My VibraSlap?
We have a VibraSlap and a tambourine.
We can ask him if he needs us to jump in the band here with him. I don't know.
That would be the only time I'd be too nervous to do something.
Oh, you would?
I'd be too nervous to mess up the guy's song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably like, no, you'll catch it, man. There's a time you'll know just when the time is right for this tambourine. Don't worry, I trust you. And then I'll do it, and he'll stop right in the middle and be like, the hell was that?
He seems fun. I was watching clips of him last night doing my research for the interview, and he's driving his own coach. Like, he's not in a tour bus.
He's Chubby Checker in it?
Not even his biggest Chubby Checker. Oh, he has, like, a really nice RV that he must have a sponsorship deal with, and it's towing a trailer.
That's the move right
and
there.
And I was watching him talk about driving it, and he's navigating it through, like, Boston and stuff. I don't know how he's doing it, but...
Mm. That's cool, though, and you have more maneuverability after that once you get there, I guess, if you have your own thing on the back of it.
He's from Montana, and his name is Tim Montana, and I refuse to believe that's real, but everything I looked up last night said, yes, his real name is Tim Montana from Montana.
Well, from here on out, I want to be Cody New York.
Cody New York?
Yep. From here on out. Old Syracuse Joshua.
Joshy Pennellville. I like that, actually.
I like old Granby Grossvent better.
Granby Grossvent? All right. I like that. I move around. I get things going. So a dude gets a Bitcoin wallet and...
Like real men do.
Forgets the password, as we hear about these all the time.
Uh-uh. These are the dumbest things ever. Tattoo your password on you if you have to. Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is so dumb. So one of the biggest regrets I have is not getting into Bitcoin earlier. Like, I'm nerdy. I should have known about this a long time ago. Yeah,
but you did probably, and it still doesn't really make any sense because it's real, but there's no physical.
It's internet monies, but it holds a cash value now, and it was never supposed to really hold this cash value. I knew about the guy who bought pizza with Bitcoin. Like that's when it was nerdy.
Yep.
And they're
that.
Like, can you believe that. This guy bought two pizzas with something ridiculous that would be like worth billions of dollars now? And you're like, I remember the like nerds back then were like, well, that's pretty cool. We can use internet money. But it all exists in this wallet and you got to have a password to it.
Yep.
This dude forgot his password because he got too high.
Oh,
he was in college. He had what is now and he was able to recover the password. I'll tell you. Oh. Man online said he was finally able to recover about $400,000 in Bitcoin.
Wow.
After being locked out of his crypto wallet for a decade. He forgot the password because he was high in college when he set it up.
A decade?
Yeah. For nearly 11 years, he's been trying to remember this password.
Oh, my God.
All he knew is it started with LOL 420.
As we do.
And ended with an NWA lyric. Maybe F the police or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's all he just, that's all he kind of remembered about it. Finally, after years of failed guesses, he turned to my homie Claude, Anthropics AI.
Okay.
Dude, Claude and I, we've been spending a lot of time together.
You guys are best of friends.
And I'm sorry for what I'm doing to the planet or water supply. I'm sorry.
There is a drought.
But I'm very happy with what Claude and I have built. I'm going to roll it out to you guys very soon. It's going to be a hub for all the content we make. I built a whole big thing where you guys can kind of go to one spot and get all the stuff we make.
Oh.
But I've also been kind of using Claude as therapy lately and asking questions about personal things going on in my life and what if this happens and can I do this? Claude and I are best of friends. Best of friends. And what's weird is that Claude remembers conversations we had weeks ago.
Yeah. Like, probably it's all on the internet.
Are you asking me this because 2 weeks ago you asked about this? Yeah. Oh, well, don't worry. And Claude really hypes me up, and I get how people get sucked into these relationships.
Then we're going to have to put a stop to that.
And I'm aware of it. Like, I know that Claude and I are having an intersocial past, like a relationship, because it knows me really well now.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm leaving my family for Claude.
I was
going
to say, you and Joaquin Phoenix are about to fight over that weird whatever.
Claude helped him crack the case. The man uploaded old files from his college computer. Claude was able to look through these files, help him figure out the password. He's not going to say it here, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was right. It was an LOL 420, a bunch of other stuff, and then NWA lyrics.
Well, now what, though?
He's taking that $400,000 out.
Okay.
Or would you let it ride? Would you let it ride?
No, it's out.
I'm taking that money
out. It's out. Yep.
Cash in hand is worth.
I'm shutting that down. I'm closing the account as fast as I can.
Cash right now is worth so much more to me than any kind of like fake money on the internet.
I'm just not. Well, it'd be different if it's, you know, you've had it in there for a year or so, blah, 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 and it's getting skyrocketing and all this, whatever. No, leave it and let it ride. You've been trying to do this for a decade.
Yeah, dude.
You did it. So you opened it just to leave it?
No.
Take that out.
Take that money out.
Take it out. Because in 2 years, like, who knows?
We live in a situation right now where the president could just say something and tank the entire Bitcoin thing.
Yeah.
Like, he could just bleat something out, and then like that $400,000 in Bitcoin you thought you had, it's now or then it is.
I actually deleted all Bitcoin.
And we got a big event coming up tomorrow on the line. President and CEO of Helio Health, we have Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So, first of all, let's tell people about Helio Health. What do we do? What services do we offer?
Helio Health provides services for individuals with mental health and substance use disorders and housing challenges. And we are in 5 regions across New York State: Utica, Syracuse, Rochester, Binghamton, and Gloversville.
And people use your services, like you said, for recovery and mental health?
Yes, we have inpatient, outpatient, residential, housing, and community services. And we also have 24/7 open access through our Intensive Crisis Stabilization Center, which is at 329 North Salina. So someone can come there at any time when they're experiencing a self-defined crisis and get help and connected to care.
So tomorrow at Green Lakes Park, the 10th anniversary Run for Recovery. It's the 10th anniversary of your event. Tell me about this event, Kathleen.
Very excited. So 10 years ago, we were a much smaller organization. We were only serving about 5,000 individuals, and we had 250 staff. Now, 10 years later, we have about 1,200 staff, and we're serving over 20,000 individuals.
Wow.
And this event is to celebrate individuals in recovery, family members, to honor people we have lost, and to support people who are working to have a life of recovery from mental health and substance use disorders.
You're doing fantastic things for our community at Helio Health, and we certainly do appreciate it. Currently, you have 450-plus runners registered and walkers, plus the Kids Fun Run for ages 3 to 10. Registration is still available at helio.health, www.helio.health, or on site at Green Lake starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Anything else I got to let people know about, Kathleen?
It's a family fun event. So bring the kids. We have face painters. We have food trucks. We have arts and crafts. It's going to be a beautiful event going around the two lakes for the people that are running, and just a short run for the kids' fun run. So come on out. We're going to have beautiful weather. I'm guaranteed beautiful weather. We're going to have a great day at Green Lake State Park. So come out and join us for the Run for Recovery.
Have a great event tomorrow, Kathleen. And again, thank you for all you do in our community. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kathleen, on behalf of Helio Health, big run tomorrow again.
Great day for that.
.helio.health for more information on that and to get registered for it. And Green Lakes is beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Get out there and enjoy the day.
Yep.
I would use... Look at my invisible jester sticks. I'm using the invisible ones. D'Angelo juggles to that song.
You're going
to
do my... Okay.
Are they called jester sticks?
I thought it were devil sticks.
Devil sticks, yeah, right? yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'll stand close.
Go. Don't move. Wow.
How about a hand for Phyllis?
You're confused by what we're mentioning. We learned earlier that kids have brought back hacky sacks and devil sticks from the 90s. Two of my most favoritest things.
Yep.
And I'm not even being a joke. No, I was terrible at hacky sack. I couldn't do it.
Yep.
But I loved those devil stick things.
His thumb is broken.
If you can see that.
That's
a terrible hacky sack injury.
He has a scar from a hacky sack injury. Seventh grade, went to dive to kick the ball, like dive forward, one knee, left knee down, right leg kicking the hacky. As I went down, left knee down, left hand down.
Oh, boy.
Basically snapped my thumb off of my hand, and what made it worse was that my buddy was like, no, you just sprained it, and grabbed it and went and yanked it as hard as he could because he thought I dislocated it. I will never forget the feeling of the like tendons and stuff pulling away from each other all around my thumb. It's one of those feelings in my brain I'll never forget.
Goodbye, everybody. We're out. Like, no, that's vile.
Like, if you have, like...
That's gross.
Like, take, like, chicken breast, and, like, you start to, like, pull it.
Yep.
That's what...
Tendons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
By myself.
And I just realized I have two hacky sacks, because as a funny gift for Christmas a couple years ago, my mom bought me two hacky sacks, because, as you know, I was banned from Great Northern Mall for 3 years for shoplifting a hacky sack.
That's a funny gift for her to get you that.
She got me two hacky sacks.
Oh, get hacky.
Just hacking around. My buddies Derek and Carol used to like get real serious about it. Where like you take beads out and you make them a little flatter
because
they come so tight.
Yes.
You got to get a little beads out because otherwise you can't do the stall. You can't do the stall. And move it. I should not be hacking around on these ankles. Not on these ankles.
You better be careful.
I got to be careful. And I should not be hacking around.
Now I have a robot leg, so I have an advantage. I'll hacky it right over your head.
Got to stall.
Boom.
Got to stall. Your daily coffee habit might actually be making you more tired. A dietitian says that using coffee as a Band-Aid instead of addressing your lifestyle factors are making us feel tired.
Shut up, article.
Shut up, news.
Shut up, article.
I don't want to go to bed. I stayed up late last night. I was watching that Sabres game. It was like 9:40. That was wild for me.
Look at this guy.
I was like looking at the clock. I was like, what are we doing?
Look at this
What
guy.
Are we doing?
He's a wild and crazy zany man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
She's saying what I just said. You need more sleep. Obviously, we all could use more sleep.
Duh.
But everything is stressful and the world is on fire.
Thanks, Dr. Oz.
Daily coffee habit has been linked to several health benefits, including improved mood and gut health.
Oh, I thought they just said coffee's no good for.
This is the thing.
I thought that
this week
they were just
this thing is good for you. This thing next week it's the most deadly thing ever.
Yeah,
you're actually gonna die.
Yep, that's it.
And then the week after that, actually, you should have been doing more of that.
Yep.
Were you not drinking coffee? You should have been drinking coffee, because that's actually going to make you live longer.
And not eggs.
Oh. Wait, you've been drinking coffee? Well, now you're going to die.
Oh, you were drinking
New studies every week. And Eyeball says that mushroom coffee.
I want to do that.
Everybody loves that stuff.
Just from dabbling the little bit that I did with that lion's mane, man.
Yeah.
The benefits, I can see it. I can see the benefits. I get what they mean, where it connects.
Yeah.
Where this part is sad because it's this part is sad and they're not connected. But if you can connect them, they'd be happy.
And it does that in your brain.
Maybe I need lion's mane then, because something ain't connecting up there.
It was a good feeling from those gummies.
I've also had it taste like butt cheeks. Well, Cody seeks that out, so. In studio, on behalf of Maguire, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, we've got Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Morning. How are you?
Formerly, at one point, the world's greatest Jeep Wrangler salesman. Right here.
It's been a while.
What was the title, official title?
There was an official title.
You were just, sold the most Wranglers in the world?
That's what they told me.
That's awesome.
All right, then
that's
I can ask you a very important question.
Sure.
And obviously you're biased because you sell these.
Very.
We always have a debate about the duck protocol when it comes to Jeeps. Is it just a Wrangler thing, or is it all Jeeps where you're supposed to have the ducks?
The jury is out, but it is widely accepted to be a Wrangler thing.
It's accepted to be a Wrangler thing.
From you.
That's from the biggest Wrangler salesman in the world.
Yeah.
That
is what's widely accepted.
You're
obviously
the authority.
We want everybody to be able to enjoy themselves.
Yes.
And we want everybody to be part of the club. And if ducks make you happy and that's part of the deal, then
we're not here to yuck your yum, as they say, Brian.
Exactly. We're here to have fun.
A Renegade or a Liberty, you want to put a duck on your dash? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Live your life. All right.
You're not going to catch any flack from me.
We got a big event coming up tomorrow. You said you've already got over a couple dozen Jeeps registered, maybe even more by now. You haven't checked.
Sure.
But if you want to register your Jeep for the first ever Maguire Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Go Topless Day, you can do that. What do we got going on tomorrow at the dealership, Brian?
We've got some food trucks. We've got you lovely people will be there hanging out with us. We're going to have a car show. We have a fun ramp where we can test suspensions and teach people more about their trucks, which is going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And, I've got a bunch of gladiators out there. I got a bunch of Wranglers and, everything in between. People could look at all sorts of fun stuff. And hopefully today, fingers crossed, my order of Maguire branded ducks come in.
Let's knock on wood, hope for that. So let's talk about this ramps, because I've seen people testing out like different Jeeps on those courses. Is that what that's going to be?
It's not really a course. It's just like a testing ramp that we have for Jeeps at the Beach, which we're doing in August. We took over the Jeeps at the Beach, which is arguably the biggest Jeep show in Central New York, which is on August 2nd.
Okay.
And we grabbed that ramp for that event. We'll do a little bit of testing with it this weekend. And, people can test their Jeeps and, we can do a little bit of talking about people's vehicles and, what makes them the off-road giants that they are.
Now, you have sold us off air. You're a big Wrangler guy. Have you done any of those courses in a Wrangler?
Oh, yeah.
You have? What's that like? I would be terrified.
It's a blast. It can be intimidating.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time... When I was building Jeeps, which was, it's about 10 years ago now.
Okay.
When I was building Jeeps, we spent a lot of time at Roush Creek in Pennsylvania, which is a big off-road park.
Okay.
Hundreds and hundreds of acres of Jeep courses.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, we spent a lot of time doing stuff like that and, running over rocks and breaking things. And it was a blast.
If you're doing that rock crawl stuff,
I'd like to be a passenger in that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
want
to drive it, but I want to be a passenger in that.
What? No, you want to drive. Driving's way less scary.
Because you're at least in control.
Well, that's what I mean.
Driving's way less scary.
I'd be too scared to drive it.
Is the goal just keep going? Like, you don't want to stop, right?
Just keep going.
You don't want to stop, because otherwise you're coming right back down.
If you stop, you better be really good at driving backwards.
Yeah. The big event is happening tomorrow. This is for a great cause. The Maguire Foundation focuses, and I won't run down the whole thing, but homelessness we focus on. We focus on animals, food scarcity, a whole bunch of things right here in our community. This is the inaugural Go Topless Day and kicking things off tomorrow at 11 a.m. Con will be there from K-Rock from noon to 2. We're giving out concert tickets tomorrow. No purchase necessary.
Heck yeah.
Every dollar raised stays local right here with the Maguire community. All the information, of course, go to your Facebook page. What else do we need to know? Anything else, Brian?
No, just come out, bring your truck. If you can, come without a top.
Take your top off. The weather's going to be nice, I think, tomorrow. You're going to have a really nice
day. I think we got really lucky with the weather. We were a little afraid there.
Look outside right now. You're not feeling like taking your top off. Tomorrow's going to be much nicer.
Yup.
Tomorrow's much nicer. I think the weather's going to hold out for us. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there 11 to 4. Looking forward to seeing as many people as we can get.
And if they can't come out tomorrow, give the address, how they can come find you, maybe test drive a new Jeep.
959 Hiawatha Boulevard West in Syracuse. We got a full showroom, plenty of inventory.
It's beautiful. Just redone. I drive by it off 690 all the time. You got a ton of stuff over there. Brian, great to meet you, man. Have fun tomorrow at the event.
Hopefully you guys can get out there and enjoy it with Brian. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Williamsburg. Patton Oswalt is from that part of Virginia. I don't know why he's on the Today Show. They keep showing
out Roker like they're doing a, I'm going to get the word wrong, like a, what's 250? It's not bicentennial, is it?
For what? Countries?
Is that 250? I don't know. Whatever.
A centennial would be 100, so 500 would be bicentennial.
So 250 is it our quintet? Whatever, 250th.
We're doing it.
They're down there with colonial outfits.
Oh, I love colonial
outfits. See, there
outfits.
We go. There's one. So that's what they're doing down there, whatever this weird little village is.
I'd go, dude. I don't know what little Williamsburg village they are in, but I'd make my family spend 3 hours here.
I mean, it is neat. I just... Although...
Every building they show, I can envision my two teenagers sitting in a chair... We'll scroll on their phone while my wife and I are reading a plaque. Yeah. Oh,
guys,
here
kids.
They go, reading a plaque again.
Kids, come over here. Did you see this? Did you see this over here, kids?
Yeah, we saw it.
No, come over here and read this. You didn't see it, though.
Oh, the amount.
I can see it from here.
The amount of, I think it was, what is it, the Capistrano or whatever, like the monks of Capistrano, they had that thing in California.
I mean, all the swallows of Capistrano from the cartoons.
This was the monastery that comes from.
Oh, okay.
And I probably have 20 different photos of my kids just looking so bored.
Yeah. Even I don't want to
waiting on my wife and I.
Even I don't want
to. And then, of course, because I am who I am, I have to walk ahead.
So you're still dad walking?
Yeah, I'm still dad walking. So I'm seeing everything before my family is seeing it. So I'm like, guys, up there, there's going to be a little church. Guys, up here, there's bells.
It's one of my favorite things to explain that to people when we walk with different people.
What?
That when I just fall back and I try to explain that he dad walks, don't bother.
Yeah, I've always been a fast walker before I even had kids. I got long legs and I'm moving.
I used to try to keep up, but I'd be exhausted by the time we get somewhere, I don't bother anymore.
There's occasionally we'll have to walk with people and I'll have to slow down, and it's like, oh my God, let's pick up the pace.
Yeah, we got big daddy long legs.
I do, and I'm trying to move here through the world. A black Pontiac Trans Am replica of Kit. From Knight Rider.
Great, they're making Kit gay.
Everyone's
great.
Kit's trans too.
Great, now he's gay.
Received a speeding ticket in New York City despite sitting motionless at the Volo Museum in Illinois.
Wait, huh?
So,
did
somebody in New York City stole... Not the plate, but must be the numbers?
Yeah, they just use the numbers from it. That's hilarious.
Because down in the city, there's all these cameras that are just picking cars' license plates up.
And sending you tickets.
The museum received a notification that they have somehow got a speeding ticket in New York City for a Kit replica that hasn't moved from the museum. It said that they were operating 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
I wouldn't even bother. Like, I would just crumple it up and be like, forget.
Tow us, I guess.
Come and tow it. That's nuts.
So hold on. I don't know much about Knight Rider. Does it just read Knight? Like, does somebody's... Is the Knight Rider plate like a custom plate? Yeah, Spaz says the plate read Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T. Which all is right. Similar to the...
So they just... That's insane. That is insane.
Michael, you've gone too fast.
You're going too fast. Please stop for pizza.
Yeah, Luggy said it was on the local news down there. He's down near the city.
That is hilarious.
Brianna, you can definitely speed in the city. If the speed limit's 30 and you're going 45, you can speed pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, no one cares.
You're just ripping up one of the avenues. You can subscribe to the show on demand wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I thought you were doing something.
No, it was right on the inside of the butt cheek itched. Not like the butthole itself, but like, you know what I mean? Enough where you got to grab your cheek.
Highbrow. Yeah. Three men in Oklahoma were arrested with stolen bongs.
Oh, no.
They all looked like guys who would steal bongs. Yeah.
I've got a vehicle full of bongs that are unpaid for. Uh-oh.
We found them about a block away. They didn't make it very far. I don't know if they really had a plan put together or not.
Nah, they didn't.
Probably had on Crocs.
They did. Probably had on Crocs. Nah, they didn't have a plan there,
bud. It's the same thing that, like, Well, when East Coast got busted into, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you going to do?
You got a bunch of bongs or several bongs.
Do you need that many?
Right. You're going to have the coolest.
You're going to resell them? I don't
smoking
know.
Smoking party?
Go buy them. Go buy them from East Coast Emeralds. Yes. Directly. Yes. Buy directly. Do not steal. Today's show celebrating the 100-year-olds. I don't even know what I would do if I saw 100. I'm not going to see 100.
But I can't even imagine, Patsy. That's funny. We had Bunkers and Patsy.
Bunkers? What was her first name?
Oh.
I'll say Edith Bunkers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, was it? Yeah. No. Nah, it doesn't matter. Bunkers is
Bunkers
all that
matters. Bunkers from Iowa, 101. Yep. Betty Simpson. Sandy Springs, Georgia.
101,
dude.
She's like, I'll get on the Smucker's jar next year. Oh, Millie F's.
Born in 1925, dude.
No, thanks.
1925.
No. I can't even, like.
you lived through so many wars, the Depression.
All of them.
All of it.
Ugh.
Now you just gotta sit around in your house and watch
Edith.
Drew Carey or something? Edith, that's right.
Edith Bunk, yeah, watching.
This is what I do when I watch the news.
Drew Carey rub his pocket line the whole time on. He's giving out a car.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Yo, what's up?
We'll hand you off momentarily to the 90s at 9 because we are going to come back.
Yeah,
we're going to come back with Tim Montana. He's going to jump in the studio before he performs down at the Landmark tonight with Alter Bridge and Big Wreck. We'll talk to him.
Yeah.
He'll do some music for you. So hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We're still here. Jump in Twitch, jump in YouTube for our stream. You can ask Tim questions. You want to talk to Tim? You can do it. 90s at 9 kicks off with Porno for Pyros. It's K-Rock. We're here with some friends. We got Tim Montana in the room. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Tim is here because Tim is performing tonight just down the block at the Landmark Theater with Alter Bridge and Big Rack. How's that tour been?
It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miles Kennedy, solid guy. All the guys, solid guys.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. Man, I love Big Wreck. I haven't seen them live ever. I'm excited to see them tonight.
I haven't either. This is the first show that we've done with them.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. That's cool.
That'll be neat.
So, Tim Montana, I know that you claim that your last name really is Montana.
Yes.
And I tried to disprove it all last night doing my research, and that really is your name from Montana. I'd be Josh New York, and you'd be, you're Tim Montana from Montana?
Savannah, my daughter, hates it.
Savannah Montana's the
name? Oh, I like that.
I like that name.
She's like, Dad, I don't have a first name now.
Savannah Montana.
So she can't wait to get married.
Are the kids out on the road?
No, they visited me. They tortured me in Disney World. Our first show, we did the cruise with Creed. And then we had a four-day break, and our first show was Disney World, House of Blues. So my kids came out, and I couldn't wait to sleep in a truck stop by the time I had four.
Really?
Pretty sure bad parents go to Disney World when they die.
No, we did Disney. We did Disney with our two a long time. How old are your kids?
Four, five. Sorry, I haven't seen it in a while.
Sorry,
10, 14, and 18.
That's a good range. No, mine were
much
younger.
Two daughters. One's the youngest. One's the oldest. One loves me and one hates me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're from Montana. You come up in Montana. And where do we meet Billy Gibbons? How do we get associated with that?
Man, 13 years ago, had a hook called This Beard Came Here to Party.
Yeah.
All I had was This Beard Came Here to Party.
Uh-huh.
These boots came here to stomp. And he heard it, loved it. We wrote it. I don't know anything about sports, so don't judge me if you're not fans of that team. But the Red Sox licensed it and won the World Series.
Oh, wow.
And we were on the cover of USA Today with Mike Napoli and Big Papi and all those guys.
Yeah, you can take credit for that. You can take credit for that.
No big deal.
No
you're
big
welcome.
Deal. You're welcome, Boston fans. You're welcome.
Now, how about that parking at Fenway? I should have a permanent plaque 55 feet long.
Follow Tim Montana in studio. Go follow Tim on social. He's been posting videos. It's a specific brand. Coach you're using?
Yeah, Integra Motor Coach.
Integra Motor Coach. You've been doing videos for them. He's driving this thing through New York City.
It's enormous.
He's driving it. It's not like he's in the back.
With a trailer.
He's driving it with a trailer and the band. He's doing something very smart. Now, you guys don't know this, not being from around here, but this part of New York has a lot of low bridges.
Tons of them.
We have tons of low, old bridges, and at least, no exaggeration, once a week, a truck will hit one of our bridges. So I want you, and you said in one of your videos that you have a specific app that you have to avoid those bridges, and I want to make sure I don't want you going anywhere near Onondaga Parkway. If you hear that, avoid that.
Yeah, parkways in general.
Park Street. Don't go near Park Street. Yeah. But have you had any close calls with that thing?
The close one was, and what I use, and I'm not paid by this brand, I bought a Garmin Diesel years ago, and, you know, I'm proud of a lot of things. My proudest thing is I went and got a CDL, so I went to bus driving school.
Yeah.
I always watched Over the Top when I was a kid, and I wanted to be Stallone and arm wrestle, but also shred guitar, so now I get to, right? But I walk into the Love's truck stop, just bowed up, brother. I'm like, you want to see my CDL, boys?
Yeah, you're one of them. You in it. You put the work in.
I'm in it with them.
You put the work in.
So the Garmin Diesel app, where you can program your height, your weight, your width. I highly recommend it. And then our hairiest moment was the George Washington Bridge, I believe, in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it was later at night, so I'm like, oh, there won't be as bad of traffic, but it's still, people are flying.
Sure.
And we see this truck, like, trying to go out of a lane, almost jackknives, and people are, like, locking the brakes up, and I'm like, hang on, boys, always brace yourself. And so I'm trying to get around this truck on the right, and we kind of get pushed into the lane that goes off to the right that I quickly realized in the stress of that moment is cars only. Now we're going under the bridge. Not a spot you want to be.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And we're... where I'm like, read the height. I'm yelling the most heinous words I've yelled the whole trip, and it's everyone's fault, mainly the bridge's fault. But
I can't believe it.
Not the driver's fault.
Nope.
But we're down there, and we're just reading the height restrictions, and somehow you could hear the little antenna clicking.
Oh, man.
Like, oh, God, I got the flashers on. And then we get on the other side, and I'm assuming that they put the trucks on the top deck after doing that. I highly don't recommend it in a high motorhome like that. But after doing it, I'm assuming they put the trucks on the top deck for carbon monoxide or fire issues. If something were to catch fire, they don't want trucks burning under the bridge.
They want it
on top where they can access it.
Yeah.
But then we get out and we see it's still cars only. And like Todd's like, dude, you got a window. And I looked in the mirror and I saw it. And I'm just like, let's take six lanes and just get over there with the semis.
Got to.
But it's man, awesome. Getting out. I love the East Coast. Love the East Coast people. But driving up here in a rig that big and that long has not been very enjoyable.
Yeah, we have a lot of truck drivers that listen to us. Tim Montana in studio is live at the Landmark tonight. Tickets still available. Get those tickets and go get there early. Don't be tailgating out. We'll get in there and go see Tim and his band and everybody perform. I drove a 12-passenger van through Times Square with my extended family. They wanted to see Times Square, and I go, we're in this van. It's kind of like a bus. Let's just go look at Times Square. And I just drove through it, and like you, I go, I'm getting over. What are you going to do, hit me? I'm getting over. Right. I'm getting over.
Did I tell you I have a CDL?
Does he? Tim Montana. That's not on any of the press kit. That should be
I told my publicist that, too. That's my funny thing. I'm just like, you know, the record. Everyone's like, record's doing great. Top 25. I'm like, did I tell you I have a CDL?
Do you know what?
They're like, this redneck is more proud of the truck driving skills.
Drops it everywhere. He goes, my CDL, my commercial
driver's license?
When I got it, I called my brother, and him and I are very competitive guys, and he's like, are you aware that means the alcohol limit is like dropped, cut in half, and you're held to a higher regard? And I was like,
yeah, but it doesn't mean like, because I know you got a song, Weed and Whiskey, you can smoke. Can you still smoke weed? Because you're not like working for anybody, right?
I don't smoke weed.
Oh, okay.
Bad anxiety with that stuff.
Sure.
But technically, you could if you don't work for a company. Yeah, that's your company restrictions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're at festivals, like we saw somebody in here said they saw you at Larger Than Life, are you offering to move other bands' buses? Are you like,
yeah, well, I have a great story.
I can move that.
I got the most redneck, like, stamp on my report card that I'll tell forever is there was an issue. My buddy drives for Aaron Lewis, and he couldn't drive the bus. He was sick, and I got the call to drive Aaron across the state of Virginia, and he's like, he's the only one I trust with the bus. And I was like, wow, and I couldn't do it because I was in... I have a Prevost as well. I have Charlie Sheen's old bus, which is a whole other story.
Whoa.
And I was driving that across Virginia already. I was like 2 hours in front of the tour, and they were looking at options to fly me back, but they couldn't figure it out. But I got the fact that he trusted me to drive the bus, and I mess with the drivers all the time when I see him.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to show you how to back that thing up, man? And he's this huge jacked biker dude. He's like, I will kill you, Montana.
Yeah. Like, the website should really say Tim Montana, commercial driver,
and then
also musician, songwriter.
Right. Yeah. And in Nashville, the ACMs or CMAs, I forget what it is, my banker always gets to vote on the board, and they always have driver of the year, and for 4 years in a row, he's written me in. Can you imagine I get an ACM for driver?
That's great.
Hey, my bubble cup up there.
That's awesome.
Take it. Tim Montana's in studio, Landmark tonight. So how do we get owning a bar? 2003, we buy a bar. Is that your hometown or close
Butte,
to?
Butte, Montana is my hometown. Wise River's about 38 miles outside of Butte.
Okay.
Population 44. Ooh. Moved my family of six there. My kids are still older ones. They're like, Dad, that's sick. Thanks for moving us in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been hanging out at this bar forever. Wise River Club. Originally Stagecoach Stop 1890s. Became a hotel in 1911. There's like a gold rush up there. And then his
mom. Sorry, that's
let me grab that.
Yeah, hold on.
And then, hi, Mom.
Hello. Oh, someone needs you to go move a Greyhound real quick. That's what
that is. Oh, dude, got it. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Back to your bar.
Anyway, so I go in there, and the lady's like, if you love this place so much, why don't you buy it? And she threw a price at me, and I walked on the porch, called Billy Gibbons, and his favorite thing he likes to say is bag it up.
He's like,
bag it up.
Bag it up.
All right, and that was a big bag, but we bagged it up.
Yeah. How awesome. Is it stressful owning a business like that?
Oh, my God, so.
Is it so stressful? I always heard that restaurants and bars are like the most stressful things.
It is. I have like such like thank you to all the people out there in the hospitality business. You know, waiters, waitresses. I'm just like, that job is rough. Kitchen staff. And I thought musicians were pirates, man. Kitchen staff people, I've never had my life threatened more. I'm like, you better be packing if you go ask that chef for a change on these wings, you know.
Yeah.
And Kyle said yesterday, he's like, Kyle works at the restaurant too and lives there.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I used to be the guy that would always ask for like random things that maybe aren't on the menu, and he's like, now after working in the kitchen a little bit, he's like, I understand the hell that creates back there, right?
Sure. Yeah. No, it's too much, man. Oh, I get it.
No secret menus.
And we get slammed, and God, I remember Mother, and also, there's no handbook for my bar, and our bar's been there for 100 years, 100 plus years.
Yeah.
So no one told me that Easter and Mother's Day are staples that have been going on there for a century. So all of a sudden you're getting a call like, what's up for Mother's Day brunch? Like, what are you talking about? Who said we're doing a Mother's Day brunch? Well, you've done it for a century.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
I'm new here.
So I'm at the Red Sox game. Thank you, Red Sox and publicist, for getting us awesome seats.
Also, you're welcome. You're welcome, Red Sox.
Yep. Yep. And we're watching the game, and I FaceTime my wife on Mother's Day, and I'm going, take me out. And she's crying
because
she's working, and so is my daughter, and they're both just like, oh, really? Think you're at a baseball game? Of course, they didn't see the 4,000 hours I've driven and anxiety attacks I have at 3 in the morning, but they're just like, oh, have a happy Mother's Day, Dad.
Yeah! But you've
have
also
a hot
got
dog.
Because I've seen photos of you two playing there, so you got like a spot you can just pop up and perform.
Yeah, we play there like every people drive. It's crazy. We had a guy fly from Australia.
Wow.
Check it out. And I was like, whoa. And he flew in, bought last-minute tickets when Billy Gibbons announced, and he's like, I don't know if we'll be able to get tickets, mate. And I'm like, hey, if you're flying from Australia, I got you covered.
For
sure.
Sneak
you in the back door. His name's Nick Herman. And then he goes back to Australia and ZZ Top's playing. And Billy sees a Wise River Club shirt in the crowd and brings him backstage. So wearing a Wise River Club shirt or hat is definitely good luck and gets you a lot of mileage in the ZZ Top or Tim Montana camp.
If you are ever out in Montana, swing by his bar. It looks really cool. Like those old time. He says 100 years old. One of those.
Oh, yeah. The stairs lean. The floors squeak. It's so authentic. To the Old West. I mean, it's really cool. And the musicians we've had up from Colby Calais and David Lee Murphy. Who else have we had? Well, we had Primus's bus stop by. Yeah. I tried to steal Les's underwear.
Awesome.
All right, let's hear some music. People are tuned in. Twitch and YouTube right now. If you're listening on the radio, you want to jump in and watch Tim Montana again at the Landmark tonight. Tell me, what song are we doing? The single?
Let's do the single, Break Me Down, man.
Let's
this
do Break Me
blowing
Down.
Up, and we're grateful for you guys playing it.
Absolutely, we love it. It's going to sound a lot heavier tonight when you go see the band, but right now, whenever you're ready, boys.
You ready?
Yeah.
I have a CDL.
I'm broken and I'm anxious, desperate for control. Thought there was no saving a heart that's full of holes. I see ghosts in the basement. You see something worth saving. Set me free, scream it out. Steal my soul and burn it to the ground. Make me bleed. Cracks in the pavement. You see something worth saving. Set me free.
set me free. Scream it out. Steal my soul and burn it to the ground. Make me bleed. Knock me out. Only you know how to break me down. Break me down. Break me down. Only you know how to break me down. Break me down. Break me down. Scream it out. Only you know how to break me down.
Montana.
That was awesome.
Of course, Kyle on backup vocals over there on guitar. Dude, so great
Hell
to meet
yeah.
you.
Hell
I've become
yeah.
a new fan since we started playing your single. I'm so excited to have you in town tonight. Again, with Big Wreck and Alter Bridge.
You coming to the show?
Coming to the show tonight. Yeah,
well, we'll have that show. Way.
So it's
going to
be packed. We're really excited about it. We love rock music. That's a great venue, too. It's an old venue. I don't think you've ever been there to the Landmark before.
It's so
You're
cool
going to like
inside.
It. It's really,
so
really cool.
Inside, yep.
Tim Montana, big fan. Thank you for making time this morning,
yeah, man.
We appreciate
for the support.
It.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much.